It's great Angolan hits, you know, here on the Urban A International. We always do think about you, dear listener. We offer you the best from old hits to the most recent hits. We always offer you, dear listener, the best of Angolan music. You know, we've been here dancing. You know, I'm even tired because I've been like here dancing on the studio. You know, I love all the three tracks I've been playing here. I'm a huge fan of the three of them. So we've been here dancing to the music of Patricia Faria, great Patricia Faria, I love her, I'm a huge fan of her, with the title Caroço Quente. It was a huge success in the past, you know, it was a huge hit in the past, the song of her, as well as the music of Yuri da Cunha. We've been dancing to the title of the song Macumba, the showman. Yuri da Cunha is normally known as the showman here by the Angolan fans, and as well to the music of Fadi, Namoro de Brincadeira, you know, like, you know, those people like, they normally date. And like the play of dating, you know, yeah, it's basically that what the song says, like the playing of dating, you know. So know it's that year. Listen, those free musics are like a huge success and they've been a hit in the past, and we needed to remember them, because you guys know that every Tuesday I always bring to you, dear listener, old hits from the past, and we do remember them. And it was literally amazing to be dancing on the rhythm of those free musics. The time is for us to move on, dear listener. We will be moving on now, and it's time for you now, dear listener, to be in the company of our second magazine of today's edition. Stay now in the company of Talents of Our Homeland. And of course, after that, your girl will be back with some more music to entertain you, dear listener. So keep connected on the other side. Stay now in the company of Talents of Our Homeland, and then I'll be back.
From English of the RNA International, in our today's edition, we have a guest. She is a lady. She is a business consultant and also an artist, as well as a French teacher. So, Madame D. Miriam, welcome to the program in English.
Thank you for having me.
We'd like to move asking you the combination of three different professions. How did it come about?
Let's start with the first one, which is not yet a profession, but it's a passion. Let's start with art. I think I've been an artist since I was a kid. And it's just now, or maybe a couple years ago, that I really started to take it serious. Because I used to draw, I used to paint, and yeah. And then, in about like 10 years ago, or even before, I think something just woke up in me. It was like a passion. I started teaching, and I found in teaching very interesting things about myself, because I didn't know I could teach. And now I love it. It's a passion. And after that, being a consultant is, for me, it's almost as the same as teaching, because you learn and you teach.
What do you like most?
Being an artist and a teacher.
Why not a business consultant?
It's not that I don't like it, but for me it's very formal, and I hate formal things. I like things where you can be free to imagine, free to think, you know. And when you go, for example, to a company, they already have their structure, they already have their protocols and stuff, so there's not much you can change. And you can just advice, you can just help them, and yeah, and then they take the decision themselves. When you are a teacher, you are more or less in control of your own creativity and the result and the outcomes, you know, because it depends on you. But when you are consulting, for example, it doesn't depend on you. You can go in, you can teach, you can train, but the outcome doesn't depend on you. You can do all your best, but then the final decision comes from them. So, teaching, you have more control of the outcome. And being an artist is the best thing.
Miriam, I'd like to know from your side, when you're painting, when you're writing, what do you bring in terms of inspiration to the society?
Okay, I'm not going to talk about society yet, but for the people that have seen my paintings and all the stuff, that have seen my art, first of all, I paint abstract. So it's not something that you would guess, you know, at first. You have to really look at it to think. And every time I paint, I always ask my friends or family members, like, what they see. And the fact that different people can see different things, for me, it's really the best thing, because even it helps me as well have a big picture of what it is. And when I paint, it's not until the end that I know what I'm painting. When I start, I never know what it is. I just let myself, you know, be guided by the music or maybe by the inspiration. And for the people that have seen my paintings, and since my painting style is very spiritual, I think it inspires them to think further. It's like, look beyond, you know, what you see. It always, like, inspire them to think further, you know, because it's not easy to just guess.
And how do you look in terms of arts in Angola? How is it so far?
I think art is good. Art today is, I think it's at the point where Angolan artists are very are becoming international. We have a couple of artists that paints that have exposed in gallery, international galleries and stuff. And I think this is what actually, a part of what actually motivating me to start, you know, doing expos and stuff, because art now is being seen. Our art is being seen, and we have more and more artists that are coming in and showcasing their work, which, you know, we have very, very talented artists.
Once your paintings are just spirituals one, I'd like to know, when do you intend to bring them physical, and when do you think to launch your first exhibition?
I'm actually seeing with a friend of mine that's also an artist. And I think there's an exposition happening in March, but depends. I have a couple of paintings that are still ongoing, and some are finished, but we'll see. Because I'm just taking this decision now to showcase my work out there. Like I say, March, maybe. Probably, I'm not sure of that, but I'm doing my best to be part of an exhibition, art exhibition in March, because it's the month of women, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for me to start showcasing my work.
How did your parents receive this side of yours, being an artist?
My parents? Oh.
Your family, your sisters, your brothers?
I think each one of my family members is a bit of an artist in themselves, because they've always looked at me and, you know, say, okay, you're doing great. This is what you do. It's great. And I've always been my own biggest supporter, you know. And for me, my family, they can look, you know, African parents, they won't be all yay, yay, like, okay. But they look at it and they'll congratulate you, and this, you're doing good. Especially my mom. She's not a talkative person, but she does encourage me a lot.
Now let us try to shift this. So how do you look Angolan women being involved into science?
For me, the involvement of Angolan women in science, I think it's a blessing for this country, because I think women have their own way of seeing things. And if they can see it, imagine it, and if they can make it come true, it's going to be very huge for any type of society. So women in science in Angola, I think they have a chance to really showcase their talent, showcase everything that they have. And I think the country itself, the government is giving women more opportunities into science. They are more included. They are more seen. And I think, yeah, we're doing great.
In your point of view, what are the challenges of women in this side of science?
Challenges. I'm going to talk about a challenge of being a woman first. We have women that are into science, but those women are, they are mothers, they are daughters, they are wives, they are anything that they are. So I think each individual have their own challenges. Now, if we have to speak of a group challenges, like overall, I think it's education and motivation. Because I think women need to be motivated more. And we need more examples of women in science. We need more example of women in science. They have to be out there. Because imagine a little girl from a village in Wambo that sees, like a lady, for example, in science, or a lady doing big things in science, she can then dream of becoming this person. She can then think that, okay, my dreams can be true. My dreams can come to reality. So I think women in science today need more opportunities. They need more education. That's, I think, that would be the big challenge. Opportunities and education.
Countries like South Africa, countries like Rwanda, countries like Kenya,
Nigeria,
women are very much involved with science, mainly when we talk in terms of computing, engineering, and so on. And how is it so far? Is Angola also following the same path as those others, and how to adjust this context?
As everyone, they need to educate themselves first. They need to learn, and they need opportunities. Because you can learn for 100 years, and if you don't get the opportunities, it's going to be hard for you to even accomplish what you've learned or what you have in your head. So they need opportunities. We need more women, and we need more, let's say, contests, like science contests or science, I don't know, tournaments, anything that can make a person from, let's say, from a neighborhood or from a slum to say, okay, I'm smart, I can do this. This is my chance to participate. So this is the type of opportunity that anybody would want, not only women, but also like little boys or men. I think that's the type of opportunity like the government or the country could give to those women in order to be as well like the women in other countries, because I believe those countries gave their people opportunity. That's why you can hear about them. That's why they talk about them. If they didn't have the opportunity, you wouldn't know about them. So I think it's very important.
You could mention about an app that you are creating. Could you tell us about that app?
The app that I'm actually working on is about helping people stay connected. It's not a social media app. It's something that's going to help families provide for each other. For example, we've been through COVID. The country have been through this economical crisis like for quite some years now. And our biggest challenge, parents' biggest challenge, has always been how to provide for the kids, especially those who study abroad, for example. We didn't have solutions to send their money or to provide for them. So that app is basically in that order to help families, you know, be able to provide for their parents.
The app will only be used in Angola or then?
It can work everywhere.
Everywhere,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so Dee Miriam, we do thank you very much for accepting our invitation to this program in English of the RNA International. Anything else would you like to add?
Nothing much, but what I can say to those little girls, those women, those teenagers, is to not be afraid to dream. Even if it's hard, you can still dream. You can write it down. Even in 10 years from now, in 5 years from now, if you have your ideas on a book or somewhere, you can still go back to them. You can still make them come true. Don't live your dreams in your head. That's all I can say.
We thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, dear listener, that was our talk with Dee Miriam, who is business consultant as well as a French teacher and an artist, of course. So we do thank you for being company and hope to see you next time. Goodbye. Jean?
Well, the lesson I saw that was our magazine, Talent of Our Homeland, that being brought to us once again by our colleague Daniel Kekej. And now it's time for us to relax a little bit. Let's hear some one music or more to music, and then we'll be offering to you, dear listeners, our news bulletin. So keep on connected on the other side, because in a few minutes we'll be offering you our news bulletin. But for now, dear listeners, let's relax a little bit, leave it up a little bit on Tuesday with some more good and godly music.
Thank you. RNA International now connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you'll learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global Connection.
Antônio vem em casa, amigos na rua, na minha esquina. Mas não tem Tony. Se vida gosta, só se família. Casa, trabalho. Trabalho, casa. Bom homem. Se vida gosta, só se família. Trabalho, caça. Mas uma vida em caça um sabor. Ali doença apanha a minha de Tony. E vai virar certamente.
Realidade. Angola liga até o mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les alliés consangissa angolana mokili mobima. Les alliés n'ont pas cité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Les alliés connexion globale. Makambo nyonso oyo lingoye bapona ekola angola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
Salam. The time now for us to be in the company of our news bulletin that will be brought to us by our colleague Danielle Kakesh. Stay now in the company of our news bulletin, and we'll be back in a few minutes with some more good Angola music.
News Hour.
It's time for the news bulletin. Attention to the top stories. President of South Sudan, Salva Kiir, meets with President João Lourenço in Luanda. Angola and Brazil strengthen parliamentary cooperation. European Union says that Angola has shown a sure will to defend and strengthen the fight against economic crimes. Thank you. Beyond the Borders, Diomaye Bassirou Faye wins elections in Senegal. Manuel Filiberto, a.k.a. Brinking a Show the Sound Control, and I am Daniel Kekesh. The details. I opened this news bulletin saying that the President of the Republic of South Sudan, Salva Kiir Mohamed, is in Luanda for a 48 working visit at the invitation of the Angolan head of state, Jean Lourenco. Salva Kiir's visit is part of his capacity as president in office of the East African Community and aims to share information on the peace process in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in harmony with the Rwanda and Nairobi process. The two head of state also discussed issues related to strengthening cooperation between the two countries. Angola and South Sudan have excellent relations of friendship and cooperation and are part of the International Conference on the Great Lakes region, an organization created in 1994 with the aim of resolving peace and security issues in the area. The Speaker of the Angolan National Assembly, Carolina Cerqueira, and the head of the Brazilian Senate, Rodrigo Pacheco, discussed in Brasilia the current state of cooperation between the two countries' institutions. The bilateral meeting took place on the sidelines of the celebrations of the bicentenary of the Brazilian Federal Senate marked on March the 26th. The discussion's epicenter was the increase in parliamentary relations, the need for exchanging of experience between the two institutions. On the other case, Carolina Cerqueira invited the President of the Brazilian Senate to visit Angola in the second half of the current year, an invitation that was accepted with great satisfaction. Speaking to TV Senado, Carolina Cerqueira stressed that the meeting served to review the current state of cooperation between the two countries in the parliamentary field. Issues related to peace, the energy crisis, the climate agenda, nutritional and food security were also analyzed, as well as envisaged legislative action in order to create laws and standards for the population's benefits. The Minister of State for Social Affairs, Dalva Ringote, said in Rwanda that gender policy is one of the main pillars of the government. Dalva Ringote said that women are called upon to play prominent roles in the achievement of the strategic objectives of national defense. The minister said so at the opening of the second course on defense and national security from a gender perspective held in Vinchoy de Agosto conference room at the Army Command Headquarters. Dalf Rangot said that the participation of women in the different spheres of defense and security has always been privileged throughout the country's contemporary history, highlighting their role in the process of national liberation and independence of Namibia and the peoples of Southern Africa. In another story, to say that the European Union ambassador to Angola, Rosario Bento Pai, said that the country has shown a clear will to defend and strengthen the fight against economic and financial crimes. Rosario Bento Pai made this statement to the press at the closing of the seminar on money laundering and related crimes for judicial magistrates. She noted that the creation of new specialized services has demonstrated the growing effectiveness in functionalities, the capacity building of institutions and staff. The ambassador also said that the European Union recognized the challenge posed by these phenomena, which have a global dimension, and that Angola has been working intensively to prevent and combat them, both internally and internationally, in a framework of initiatives with view of strengthening coordinated and sustainable exchange. Rosario Bento Paes also added that the European Union has been working with the government of Angola on the need to strengthen the justice system. Africa 50 intends to invest $100 million in Angola in the sectors of energy, transports and logistics, technological infrastructure, water and sanitation. The information was provided by the Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, Domingos Vieira Lopes, at the fourth ordinary plenary meeting of the second legislative session, in which deputies unanimously approved Angola's accession to Africa 50. Domingos Vieira Lopes explained that it is important important that Angola joined the agreement because it understands that Africa 50 is an institution that promotes the mobilization of private capital for infrastructure investments on the African continent can position itself as a strategic partner of the government in achieving the objectives of sustainable and robust investments designed in the new national development plan for the five-year period 2023 to 2027. The Secretary of State said that the main objective of this agreement is to establish Angola's membership of the International Financial Institution, as well as the subscription of 100,000 shares at the price of $1,000 in order to support the government in mobilizing private capital for infrastructure investments. The business volume between Namibia and Angola reached at $130 million in 2022. This was announced by the Namibian ambassador to Angola, Patrick Nandago, on the occasion of the celebration of the 74th independence anniversary of his country marked last week. According to him, Namibian exports to Angola stood at $61.5 million, while the Angolan export was about $70 million.
There is really trade going on between Namibia and Angola, particularly through the Oshikango-Santa Clara border post, formal and informal. You have thousands of Angolan citizens who are crossing to Namibia on a daily basis. The moment you open the border, you could see the sea of people going to Namibia, pick up whatever they want to go and sell on the other side. So those ones, whatever they are doing, is not quantified in terms of how it contributes to the economy. But the formal ones, the statistics which we got from the responsible institution in 2022, Namibia exported goods to the value of $61.5 million to Angola, while Angola has exported goods to the value of $71.1 million to Namibia. It's a reasonable value of to the exports. Of course, it's not that all these things were produced in Namibia or in Angola. They might have been imported from other countries and resold to the third country, but it's business.
Patrick Nandago said that Namibian exports to Angola products related to machinery, computers and mobile phones, while Angola supplies agricultural products to Namibia.
We are talking of machineries, heavy-duty machineries. Particularly the mining sector of Angola, they import these heavy-duty machineries from Namibia, all through Namibia, into Angola. Cell phones, computers, so most of the businessmen in Angola, they make use of the port of Walvis Bay to bring products to Angola. I have mentioned meat and meat products from Namibia. So Namibia exports meat to Angola. There are Angolan farmers who are trying to repopulate their farms. They buy livestock from Namibia. Cattle, sheep, and goats, bringing them to Angola, and trying to revive their farming activities in Angola. So those are basically most of the things which are finding their way from Namibia to Angola. And of course, Angolans are also selling a lot of products to Namibia, particularly agricultural products, fruit and vegetables.
That was Namibian Ambassador to Angola, Patrick Nandago. The African Development Bank made available more than $1 billion to projects in Angola. The amount is meant to improve agriculture and infrastructure development in the country. This was signed by the African Development Bank representative to Angola, Pietro Toigo, in an interview to this radio station. According to the official, their intention is to continue expanding their business portfolio in Angola.
At the moment, we have about $1 billion in active projects, just above $1 billion. We, looking forward, I expect that amount to increase cumulatively. Why? Because in the past 3 years, we didn't lend between 2020 and 2022 due to some internal reasons. 2023 marks our return to lending with an amount of around $220 million. And we expect that amount to keep growing over time. So we think our portfolio will be expanding significantly in Angola. Let me just add very quickly, because there is another area where we're going to work beside agriculture, and that is sustainable infrastructures. And sustainable infrastructure is specifically the energy sector, the water and sanitation sector, and increasingly, as we know, and some of our listeners are probably in Zambia, and they will know about the Lobito Corridor. So we also want to work in the big multimodal logistic corridors that Angola is continuing to develop.
Pietro Toigo announced that they selected the sectors of agriculture and agribusiness to boost economic diversification in Angola. According to the diplomat, they consider these sectors as the key drivers for next 5 years.
The first area that we agree with the government to work on is the one of economic diversification. And in the context of economic diversification, we have selected agriculture and agribusiness, so the agriculture value chain, as the key driver for the next 5 years of Angola's economic growth, poverty reduction, and economic diversification. Within this area, we intend to look at the whole value chain. So from production, provision of inputs, but a very strong emphasis on industrialization and processing. So ensuring that more and more value is created in Angola out of agricultural products and not exported raw. And we intend to work on enablers of this process, which is access to finance, skills, and entrepreneurship, that are the key element that would support a functioning agricultural value chain.
That was the African Development Bank representative to Angola, Pietro Toigo. Then Beyond the Borders say that an explosion at a small hotel near a police station in northeastern Kenya killed 4 people. The blast took place in the town of Mandera, which on the border with Somalia. The town's police chief, Samuel Mutunga, said that 2 of those wounded were in critical condition and would be flown to the capital. Other were admitted at the hospital in Mandera. The blast was caused by an improvised explosive device that had been planted at the hotel and was detonated as a crowd of people sat down to eat breakfast, police say. And also to close this news bulletin, to say that Diomaye Bassirou Faye wins elections in Senegal. Bassirou Diomaye Faye, who was in prison just 10 days ago, will become president of Senegal after his main rival recognized the historic victory he achieved in the first round of Sunday's presidential election. Faye will become Senegal's youngest president, the 5th in the history of this West African country of 18 million people. It is the first time in 12 presidential elections by universal suffrage that an opposition candidate has won in the first round. Well, more on this you are going to have in this today's edition of Somewhere in Africa. Well, dear listener, that's all for the news bulletin. Let me then remind you the top stories. President of South Sudan, Salva Kiir, meets with his Angolan counterpart, João Lourenço. Angola and Brazil strengthen parliamentary cooperation. The European Union says that Angola has shown a sure will to defend and strengthen the fight against economic crimes. Diomaye Bassirou Faye wins elections in Senegal. Manuel Felisberto, a.k.a. Brinquinho, Ashur de Sound Control, and Daniel Kekesh was the news voice. We thank you for being company. Goodbye.
News Hour.
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les alliés consangissa Angola na Mokili Mobimba. Les alliés n'ont pas cité. Contactez na www.rna.au. Les alliés connexion globale. Makambonyo so oyolingoye ba. Pour l'école Angola, l'année Ango Awana RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
Listeners, so that was our news bulletin that being brought to us by our colleague Daniel Kekesh. And the moment now is for us to relax a little bit, dear listener. So let's offer you on the other side some more good and godly music. So stay now in the company of some more good and godly music, the best that we got on the RNA International, the best of Angolan rhythm. Please bring in offer to our dear listeners some more good and godly music.
Querida pátria, ai meu amor, meu coração. Querida pátria, que te amo, dança comigo. Querida pátria, deixa que faço tudo o que você gostar. Ah, fofa pátria, porque tu sabes, problema foi balas, canhões, lembra-te de uma vinga. Querida pátria, a coração, não liga as intrigas, confia em mim, ninguém fará melhor que eu, querida. Fofa pátria, tudo é papo furado, interesse, conheço-te melhor. Cabelo, coração, até fronteira, agora que Manguana chegou, dança kizomba. Oh, baby, onde está? Está no largo? Na Chica ou na Vanusa? Pátria, te adoro, primeira mulher. Farei contigo filhos tipo Colombo e San City. Estradas pero vite, ponte que cai, isso nunca mais. Também lágrimas, crianças desamparadas, corridas, sofrimentos.
da minha penta, das terras de África. Contigo, baby, trouxemos a paz sem o Navai. Querida pátria, ai meu amor, tempo de salo já chegou. Não desbunda tanto, Muambeira. Ah, Muambeira, toda apertada.
Querida pátria, que te amo.
Minha Angola.
Ai, coração. A fofa pátria querida.
Querida.
Dança comigo. Contigo, baby, ganhei a
primeira
penta.
Angola, no coração.
Querida pátria, que te amo.
Minha Angola.
Ai, coração. A fofa pátria querida.
Querida.
Dança comigo. Contigo, baby, ganhei a penta. Nas terras de África. Não desmunda tanto que anda. Vamos ao salo. Angola, no coração. Querida pátria, que te amo. Ai, coração. A fofa pátria querida.
Dança comigo.
Contigo, baby, ganhei a penta. Das terras de África. Não desbunda tanto, querida. Para frente, caminho.
The RNA International now connects Angola to the world. It's simple. Visit www.rna.au. Everything about Angola you learn here on the RNA International at www.rna.au. Global Connection.